Hey, sweetie, got a drink for you. Ready? It's a big day outside. Do you want to get up and go outside for a while?
Okay.
We were living in Birdsville in 2004, and Les had a family reunion here. It was actually the only time all the siblings, all eight siblings, had gotten together as a family because Les had been taken away before the youngest ones were born. And we had one amazing weekend here. And as we were driving back to Birdsville, Les said, I want to go home. I want to live in Alice. And so we moved.
Les Nader is a member of the Stolen Generation. He was taken from his family at the age of 10, spending the next 8 years in a boys' home in Adelaide.
Les grew up until he was about 10 years old in the Gap Cottages in Alice Springs, and that's like an early version of the town camps. His mother was Eastern Aranda. His dad was of Polish extraction. A few years after he was taken away, his mother passed away. Then all the children were split up along skin colour lines. So the lighter skinned ones got sent down to Adelaide and the darker skinned ones got sent up to Croker Island off Darwin. It was very hard on Les, and he's still very angry about it, very bitter about being taken away. He used to talk about sitting... They got taken away by train from Alice Springs, and he used to say that he'd go and he'd sit on the train tracks and he'd cry because he just wanted to go home. He knew that led to home, but it was just too far away. We'll get you up now?
Okay.
All right. Okay, sitting you up. I'm going to put your knees down now, all right? Les has a horror of institutions and institutionalisation. Even long before his stroke, he always said, I never want to end up in an institution, whatever that may be, again. I know that he's kept a lot to himself, so I don't know the full extent of why he is so horrified. I just trust that whatever happened, he is horrified, and I have to honour the fact not to institutionalise him.
The experience of Les's childhood set him up for a lifetime spent fighting for Aboriginal rights from within the government sector. In 1995, he was made a member of the Order of Australia for his achievements in Aboriginal welfare.
People say you can't live in the past, but when you come from a fringe camp and you see the sufferings in the 50s, and then you grow up into an adult and you still see the same sufferings, there's something missing.
He was quite intimidating. He was a brash firebrand, really. Incredible energy, very intense, independent, strong, assertive Aboriginal man who really wanted to get things done for Aboriginal people.
After some 30 years in the public sector, Les had his stroke less than a year after returning home to Alice Springs.
Les had a stroke in September 2005. That led to a lack of mobility on the left-hand side, which has become more severe over the last almost 8 years. He continues to have small strokes. From those small strokes, he has developed dementia. Basically, it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Whatever Les can't do for himself, I do. He needs support with everything he does, basically. All right, hon, we're going to turn you around. You ready? Get that lifter where I can grab it. Okay, moving around. Can I have that arm? Give me that arm, yeah, thank you. As Les's needs have become higher, the options have reduced. The option of him going somewhere during the day, you know, whether it's for an hour or a few hours, just dropped away because people can't cope with the high care needs. I know that as a society and with funding constraints and that, we need to pigeonhole people, but sometimes that's really hard and there's a lot of people who fall between the cracks. Here we go. Nice patch of sunshine waiting for you, mate. How's that? Is that too bright for you there? You right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I keep going and I keep doing what I do because I love him. Pure and simple. And when he smiles at me, when he knows me, that's the best feeling in the world. When I get a hug, it's even better.